This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The teenager who was shot by a former Mountain View City Council member testified Thursday. CPR's Ava Keon reports the team was scoping out sites for homecoming photos.
The now 19-year-old recounted what he remembers from September 2024. He and a friend had jumped over a gate onto a property, hoping to ask the owner for permission to use the scenery for photos. When nobody answered, the teens returned to the car. Shortly after, the homeowner, Brent Metz, a Mountain View Town Council member at the time, shot through the windshield, hitting the teen's face. Metz had seen security camera footage of two people on the property. He faces second-degree assault and menacing charges. The teen says the gunshot has left effects on him today, like a black eye that doesn't seem to leave and difficulty breathing at times. The trial is expected to end on Friday. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Vice President J.D. Vance says he agrees with the sentiment behind recent statements from the Pope about the dangers of artificial intelligence. He told graduating cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy yesterday that AI will inevitably change warfare, though he says cadets must use AI to better themselves, not submit to it.
And if the warfare of the future is to live up to the moral values of our ancestors, decisions over life and death must be made by humans and not machines.
The 900 cadets now move on to officer roles in the Air Force and the Space Force. And the IRS says select taxpayer assistance centers across Colorado will offer in-person help this Saturday. Find locations at irs.gov/Saturday hours. This is CPR News in KRCC.